Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frihill is here with good news from Argentina, of all places.
Indeed, Mary. We were talking about the Olympics yesterday. Well, I was coming live from Cork. Well, I've just got a lovely text from events in Argentina. And Ireland's Eve McMahon, she has secured a nation place at the Paris Games in sailing at the regatta there. So this was in the women's single-handed event. So seven places at these Olympic Games are decided over the course of their championships. So this is a leg of the championships. And this will all be confirmed tomorrow evening. But she has qualified for the Paris Olympics, which is absolutely fantastic for her. So the way it works with the boats, you qualify the boat, not the person. But look, she's in a good place, I think. So well done to Eve McMahon. Great news coming from Argentina this morning. Middlesbrough beat Chelsea 1-0 in the first leg of their League Cup semi-final last night. Hayden Hackney scored the only goal. 12 first-team players out injured for Middlesbrough, and they lost two more early in the game. So this is a pretty remarkable result. Now, Chelsea have had injury problems themselves, but they've only themselves really to blame for this one, because they had 18 shots, five of them only on target, and I'd say three of the five should have been goals. There were clear-cut opportunities for Cole Palmer. One of those nights, I'm afraid, for them. Michael Carrick is the Borough manager.
This is what football's about, you know, and the league is the league, of course, and that's the business side of it. But there's the magical side, there's the emotional side, the passionate side, and nights like these bring that, you know, they bring something different. It was an epic effort from the boys all the way till the end, really, and made me really proud seeing it.
Liverpool meet Fulham in that second semi-final this evening. Munster very hopeful Peter O'Mahony might be able to play some part in their Champions Cup meeting away to Toulon this weekend. He's recovered well from a shoulder injury and he's been given every chance to feature in the game on Saturday. Leinster play Stade Francais at the Aviva Stadium in the same competition. 5:30 start, and it's our live offering on RTE Radio 1 this weekend. The match is also on RTE 2 television. So far, so good for Leinster. Two wins. Leinster's new addition to their coaching team is Jacques Nienaber. He has swapped the beautiful weather of South Africa for the cold and wet of Dublin, but he's been telling Michael Corcoran it's been going well so far.
I love the challenge, and I must say the players and the staff astonished me with how openly they invited me into their environment and how they helped me and assist me. So it was an easy transition for me personally, just because of all the assistance I got from them.
And we're coming into a pretty exciting time of the year, aren't we? I mean, sort of what happens before Christmas puts you into a scenario where you can see what's mapped out in front of you for the rest of the season.
I think the pressure will start mounting, especially with Six Nations coming around now, and we will probably know in the next week or two how many players we'll lose to the Irish squad, which is awesome, you know, because there will be some learnings for them there, which they will bring back to our environment. But it will also give us opportunity in the games that we play over there to get some new guys into the mix again. And that's why I think it's so important to yes, you always want to perform and you always want to win, but you must always not neglect, I think, the development of your group and your squad.
I presume that you're enjoying life at Leinster since you arrived. I mean, today is probably one of the coldest days we've had so far, so you've no regrets about swapping the sunshine of Cape Town and Stellenbosch for the cold of Dublin.
No, the weather, I must say, even last time that I was here with Munster in 2016-17, the weather is not something that bothered me or my family. If the weather is the worst thing that I should handle from Ireland, it's an easy transition.
Yeah, he's very nice, isn't he? In snooker, Judd Trum came from 3-0 down to beat Karen Wilson 6-5. There's issues with the flies at the venue at Alexandra Palace, and one of them actually landed on Wilson during his match and caused him to fall. But in another match, a fly actually landed on the ball that Mark Williams was about to pot. And here's how this one played out.
He needs to move quickly, that fly. Otherwise, he's going to have a big headache.
He's going to get it now.
I just wanted to confirm no flies were injured in that episode.